Selling a startup is actually the dream of a lot of founders and investors. The FTC might be creating a nightmare. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech, Demystifying the Digital Economy. I'm Molly Wood. So last week, the Federal Trade Commission said it would examine hundreds of past tech deals to see if they were hurting the competitive landscape. Big tech companies do buy lots of startups, either to acquire technology or to get their hands on hot engineering talent. And this is a system that benefits venture capitalists. In fact, mergers and acquisitions is by far the most common way for VCs to make back their money and then some. And if the FTC puts a damper on deals, well, that could be a problem. Paul Kodrosky is an investor with SK Ventures, and he says folks are stressing.
Oh, I sent a note to a colleague of mine. As soon as I saw the headline, I was literally all caps, oh my God. it's a bad thing. I always joke that the venture industry, and it's not really a joke, I guess it's probably true, the venture industry would not exist were it not for friends selling to friends in the Valley, specifically meaning that former entrepreneurs who've joined venture firms, knowing people who still work at Google, Facebook, Microsoft, and elsewhere, and saying, hey, I've got this company we've invested in. Can you help us, help a fellow out here? I need to get it off our books. Can you buy this company? Can you have a closer look at it? Mm-hmm. And those kinds of acquisitions are the dirty secret of venture. That's not to say that they're bad deals or there's something nefarious going on. It's just those small acquisitions, as you alluded to, are a big part of what drives the venture industry when you get away from the really few high-profile successes.
Were you surprised to see that action by the FTC?
No, not at all. This has been rumbled at for some time. So no, I wasn't surprised. As a matter of fact, I actually thought we'd see something sooner. So no, not I'm not surprised. I'm just saddened. So
well, I know. I mean, I wonder how might it, even if it's not the kind of bro deal version of this story, certainly companies can be grown and shaped as part of the pitch, right? To say this is an acquisition target for Google. That's why you should give me money.
Oh, 100%.
Like, how is this going to change, business plans?
No, it does. It does. And that happens all the time. We see this as the term of art is a tuck-in acquisition. We see this as a tuck-in acquisition for Google to fill out this part of its product line. And that's not, there's nothing wrong with saying that. It just, if that becomes more difficult to do, then all the hurdles go up, right? Because now I need to be you to be a larger company that's independently viable, that isn't relying on M&A for an exit. That changes the dynamic across the board in terms of how much money I think you're going to need to be viable, how long it's going to take. So it really does change, tilt and change the landscape, which is not necessarily a very good thing.
So is it going to change anything for you and how you invest? Just as a quick follow-up.
So does it change anything for me? No, because we only have about 10% of our, we've got about a 50 company portfolio, and only four or five of those companies are in the Bay Area. So they're the ones who are the most reliant on selling out to these kinds of incestuous transactions. And so we're not as reliant on as many of the more Valley-centric funds. So it's not a bigger problem for us, but it's a panic in the streets problem for more Valley-centric venture investors than us.
All right. So be geographically diverse is one lesson for the next.
Yeah, it is. It tends to, it's got its pluses and minuses because obviously most of the best transactions tend to happen in the Bay Area in terms of getting exits. But on the other hand, being reliant on this bro deal phenomenon is really problematic right now.
Paul Kodrosky is with SK Ventures in Southern California. Now, on the other hand, tech experts and antitrust lawyers say this is exactly the kind of system that creates concentration in tech and kills competition. And maybe that's not a good thing either. And now for some related links. Axios and The Wall Street Journal reported from a workshop last week at Stanford that featured Silicon Valley investors and representatives from the Department of Justice, where most of these same themes played out. Some VCs said government regulation could end up killing innovation if it has a chilling effect on funding smaller startups. But others said, yeah, it's a problem if there's a promising company out there that you want to invest in, but you know it'll just be snapped up immediately by a big tech company, and then it will never reach its full potential, which could have meant even bigger returns than, say, a sub-$100 million acquisition. In fact, there are entire categories of business that some investors call, quote, kill zones. Because if you try to build a company in that sector, a bigger company will buy and very likely kill you. To be fair, reports the Financial Times, this strategy has been common in tech since the 1980s. I'm Molly Wood, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.